This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
To ease America's housing crisis, what about leftover pandemic money? I'm David Brancaccio. About 4 hours from now, central bankers should be raising the cost of borrowing to stop the costs of everything else going up, a paradox of sorts. Experts predict the Federal Reserve will move up their short-term interest rate by 0.75 percentage point, which will soon percolate into credit cards, home, car, student, and business loans. Along with their announcement, the guardians of interest rates share some of their thinking. David Kelly is Chief Global Strategist at JP Morgan Funds. Good morning. How are you, David?
Doing very well.
So interest rates are going to go up in a couple hours here, but what are you going to be looking for when the Fed explains itself?
I want to see how much the Federal Reserve needs to see actual proof of falling inflation before they ease off on all this hawkish talk. Because the Federal Reserve's been raising interest rates because inflation is high. But we know that inflation is turning here. I mean, gasoline prices have fallen by 70 cents since the middle of June. We see airline fares falling. So we know it's falling. It's just not in the official data yet. And so what I want to see is, will Jay Powell be willing to say, we think inflation's turning and it is beginning to fall? Will he be willing to say that before he sees it, that in actual CPI numbers?
And tomorrow, a big data point, gross domestic product for the spring into summer quarter. If that comes in with a negative sign, some contraction, it'll be the second quarter in a row. What are you going to call that?
Well, I think we'll avoid that. We just got some numbers today on the government's estimates on trade and inventories for June. So I think the number will probably be positive. But if it were negative, you know, a lot of people will say this is a recession. But it's not really a typical recession because I think we still have employment growth. I think we are going to see a change in policy from the Federal Reserve eventually, reflecting the fact that we're moving into a period of lower inflation but much slower economic growth.
David Kelly at JP Morgan Funds, Chief Global Strategist there. Thank you very much.
Anytime.
Shelter is something else clobbering household budgets. While offers to buy homes dropped last month, prices are still up along with rents. The Biden administration wants state and local governments to use remaining pandemic relief money to create more affordable housing. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Yeah, David, state and local governments were allotted $350 billion under the pandemic relief law. And the Treasury Department has been encouraging using some of that money to finance affordable housing projects. Now, the department says already some 600 governments have budgeted nearly $13 billion in funds for housing. We know, for example, that a bit more than half of that amount is being spent here in California, including on ideas such as rehabilitating vacant hotels to house people who are facing homelessness. Now, the Treasury is expanding the kinds of projects that qualify for the relief money, for federal money. It wants local governments to be thinking about rehabilitating apartment buildings, building new ones, in addition to other forms of housing like single-family homes, ADUs, accessory dwelling units, which are converted garages, things like that.
Why the nudging from Washington if the money's just sitting there?
Yeah, so there have been questions about what states and local governments can legally spend the money on. What the Treasury Department is doing is expanding their guidance, saying use the money to provide full loan principal, for example. Use it for many types of projects than the traditional ones they've been used for before. The emphasis here is increasing affordable housing, especially rental housing. We know rents are up 14% year over year. That drives inflation. And lowering rents can filter through the housing sector and can even lower home prices, too.
All right, Nova, thank you very much.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
To the food crisis made much worse by Russia's war in Ukraine, harvest time looms in the Northern Hemisphere, yet drought and heat are not helping. Stephanie Hegarty has the title Population Correspondent at the BBC. She filed this for us from France.
On his farm, 3 hours southeast of Paris, Sébastien Neveux is worried. Marching through a wheat field, he stops to pull two stalks up from the ground. One is long and golden, and the other stunted and black.
I'll have lost 40% of this field because of the drought and the intense heat. And the grain that I will get won't have the right quality for milling. It'll have to go to cow or chicken feed, but it won't work as flour.
Here in France, the weather has been really unpredictable for wheat in the past few years. And this unpredictable weather is playing out in wheat-producing regions all over the world. In the EU, the wheat crop could be 4.7 million tonnes lower than last year. And in the US, another major exporter, drought in spring could mean a 7 to 8% reduction in yields on the five-year average. But there is one place where the wheat crop seems to be doing really well. Russia is the world's largest wheat exporter and could see a bumper crop this year after good weather. But that might not help the rest of the world. Elena Naroba is a grains analyst from Ukraine with the trading firm MaxiGrain.
Really, big companies avoid to trade to Russia because it's a huge risk. It's not just a risk of price, it's a risk of reputation.
The invasion of Ukraine exposed just how vulnerable our global food system is to shocks. And the greatest and most long-lasting of these will be climate change.
C'est la résilience, c'est extraordinaire.
Farmers like Sébastien Neveux have no choice but to adapt.
Voilà. C'est triste, mais c'est l'espoir.
I'm the BBC's Stephanie Hegarty for Marketplace.
With about 4 hours until interest rates go up, the 10-year interest rate, well, that's down slightly. Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.